everyone. My name is Eric Lanen. I'm a marketing consultant and marketing lead here at Redpath Consulting Group. Today, we're going to be talking about lightning. So today, I got Nick Lindberg here, who is our nonprofit delivery director here. Go ahead and introduce yourself and talk about what you do.
Well, howdy. Yeah, I run our nonprofit team here. Basically, so what does that mean on a daily basis? We have a bunch of nonprofit clients that come in, and we help shape Salesforce for them. And what I really do at the end of the day is really shaping, you know, what does that look like, and helping out the team. There's six of us on the team, and so helping out the rest of the team deliver that and all that good stuff. So
cool.
That's what I do. I don't know what I do most of the time. So
So last week we actually talked with FormAssembly about how to use it, how it can shape the roles for marketers, sales, nonprofits, and everything in between. So if you want to check that out, head over to YouTube. We have that video available, or you can download the podcast version as well on Stitcher or on iTunes. So Nickers, let's talk about lightning.
Sure.
What is it?
Well, you know, you see when there's a storm coming in, and sometimes you see these light bolts
that only last for a millisecond.
Yeah, for a millisecond. That's what lightning is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then sometimes right after there's thunder that follows. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. The speed of sound, speed of light.
Yeah, they're a little bit different. Yeah, some people can measure.
Okay.
You know, how far away was that lightning bolt and the difference. That's what lightning is. That's what we're talking about today, right?
That's all we wanted to know today.
Yeah, there's a high pressure front. Yeah.
So actually, let's talk about Salesforce lightning.
Oh, that thing. Yeah. Ah.
Sorry,
wow.
I wasn't clear.
No. I mean, they're both very fascinating. So, mm-hmm. You know, what is lightning for Salesforce? Well, you know, if you really boil it down, it's a very much a buzzword on the side of Salesforce. I hear lightning in a lot of different places, and you know, at the end of the day, it's a new UI change. So user interface. It's a brand new user interface for Salesforce. And so there's a lot of cool things that you can do within the new user interface. And what's so big about it is it's a very much a structural change. It's not just saying, hey, we put a new skin on it. They actually went into the back, you know, the root of the code of Salesforce and changed the structure for that.
Mm.
And so not only is it a user interface change, with that, there's maybe some new components or new features that come into it that I really get into the kind of the root of what lightning means and represents.
Cool. So we started on this journey, I think, last year, mm-hmm. when lightning first became generally available. We at Redpath wanted to discover what it can and cannot do. So we did a discovery last mm-hmm. year, and we recently did a revisit because of the new enhancements that have come out, because mm-hmm. Salesforce has made this a priority.
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind talking about this new investigation we did?
Yeah, definitely. So Lightning came out, it was at Dreamforce 2015. Lightning came out at that time, that's when it was announced, and a lot of people at the time were going, ooh, this is kind of cool, this is really nifty. From there, a lot of people were going, okay, how do I flip the switch, or things along those lines. And we were kind of going, hey, let's go figure out how this happened. And so we enabled Lightning in our org. You know, some of the stuff we'll talk about probably later on here is a quote from Mike Gerholt, the button-click admin, that lightning isn't just, you know, flip the switch and confetti, there's mm-hmm. more to it. And so internally we try to figure out what is that more to it, and at the same time, you know, what does lightning do, or what's different, mm-hmm. what works, what doesn't work. So we flipped the switch, would have been spring of last year, we flipped the switch, so spring of 2016, and just started using it, and our goal was flip the switch for kind of a beta test of users and spend 2 weeks and see what worked and what didn't work and log what worked and what didn't work. Mm-hmm. And kind of our goal was really forcing ourselves to stay in Lightning as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And if we needed to switch back to Classic for whatever reason, we logged that as well. And we made it through the 2 weeks. There were a handful of things that we noticed internally that didn't work. We did a handful of blog posts and things along those lines on the topic of what we noticed at that time. And actually since then, some of those issues have been resolved, which is awesome. You know, things like campaign membership mm-hmm. and things along those lines where we couldn't really, it didn't work before, but now they now exist. You know, each release with Salesforce has gotten incredibly better. So if you look at, you know, what winter 16 did, and even what spring 17 just launched this last month. I feel like a lot of those features, a lot of kind of the gaps that maybe forced us to switch to from Lightning to Classic previously have been, those gaps have been, there's fewer of those gaps each release, which is awesome. You know, what we're noticing as a whole, you know, with this user interface, it's not just, you know, learning about how to, you know, the page layout, the differences of the page layout, but with such of the core functionality difference, there are features that worked before that are still being built out. So, you know, I actually have a handful of ideas on the idea exchange. You should go vote them up. One of the ideas is the ability to save a report. So now, if you're in Lightning and you create a report, you need to save that report instantly. It's not kind of those ad hoc reports sometimes. I need a random number. I never need that number again. So you need to save that report right now. And so those are some of those things where, well, if I never build a report, I might just switch over to Classic.
Things we took for granted.
Things you took for granted. You know, there's a couple other issues that we're running into where some, you know, we use products and price books. And sometimes we maybe will clone an opportunity and have kind of a list of certain products that are within that proper opportunity. And currently right now in Lightning, we can't necessarily clone the opportunity and have those products, you know, come back to that new opportunity. So there's, you know, so different things like that where just Classic is still a better fit for us. But there's definitely some great features that are existing in Lightning that I think a lot of people get excited about. So you think about list views and list view management, where you have, before you just kind of had, here's your list and you can inline edit, you can do that now. But there's a new view where you can do like a Kanban. And so you can kind of have, here's your opportunity stages. Let's drop and drag and move those along. So that's really nifty. You have the ability with list views now to even add charts. So there's some different, you know, cool features like that where it's kind of simple functionality that exists out there. You know, if you take it a step further, you know, everything right now is, I think, has the Lightning brand in it. There's Lightning calls where you can do calls right within Lightning. There's Lightning calendar, and you can basically calendar any object that has a date in Lightning. So it really achieves, so you don't have to have events, you can just, and things along those lines, you can take those kind of things. So there's a lot of really good functionality that people are going, hey, I want to switch over as a result.
So, I mean, it's a significant change. It's not just an interface, as you pointed out. It is a top to bottom, it is an entirely different Salesforce. So let's talk about some, how does it affect some of the for-profit and non-profit organizations? What are, what are the specific things, if you're a for-profit or non-profit, what are the things that you need to look out for, or, and how does it change your role?
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at the end of the day, I mean, I think that's, you're trying to ensure that the different features and functionalities that you're doing in Classic work in Lightning. And so, that, you know, there's a lot of things that work in Lightning right now, but there's still kind of a backlog of things that you could do in Classic that aren't there. And so, you know, what's specific to you as an organization or you as a business really depends upon how you're using Salesforce and if those features are present yet. And so, you know, if you are kind of a simple org that, you know, maybe are using list views, have a handful of records, using dashboards, Lightning maybe is fine. But if you're having, say, Visualforce pages or buttons on page layouts, or even if you're having really elaborate dashboards, you know, you have to maybe kind of consider what is, you know, should I flip the switch to Lightning?
Because there's a pro and con for some of those.
There's a pro and con, or some of that stuff maybe just doesn't exist yet, or you have to transition what that functionality was before. You have to transition from kind of what you could do in Classic to, you know, maybe a new way of doing it within Lightning.
So there's some workarounds identified, because again, it's a whole new process change. It's less on the database side. It's really kind of a process tool now. So what I mean by process, I mean the biggest thing, I think, that why Lightning came out was really for the sales end user, the Kanban that you identified, is making things so that sales essentially has a more simplified process with how they do things. It's much more laid out. There's less button clicks. There's more things. So would you mind diving a little bit deeper on that for the for-profit and the non-profit side?
Yeah, I mean, if I look at, you know, going back to, you know, this UI interface, the other thing that Lightning presents is that you have more flexibility. And so, you know, it's not just like currently in Classic where you have a page layout. and you're dropping and dragging fields and things along those lines, you know, Lightning is really kind of on a component level.
Mm.
So you can kind of build almost little widgets, if you will, and kind of embed them on to page layouts and achieve different processes from there. So, you know, maybe for a sales engine, maybe you have like a contract stage and some different things you need to do in the contract.
Mm.
We could bring kind of a contract widget in and, you know, assist with that process. You know, so there's different things along those lines that, you know, really why Lightning is really cool is that it kind of allows for you to really customize what you want your users to do and see within Salesforce. Even if you think about one of the other really cool features that I think just came out, can't figure it was winter or spring, was that you have the ability to change the page layouts themselves based on which app.
Oh,
so
cool.
If you kind of think about before, you know, in Classic, you had the app functionality.
Yeah.
And you had the drop down, and maybe it would be, you know, your sales, or maybe you had a specific app you installed from the App Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really, all they did is change the tabs on the
yep.
top of the header.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what you have going forward is that you can change with what app you're in. And yes, it'll change the tabs that are there, but it will also, you have the ability to change the page layouts that you're working on.
Really cool.
And so it's really nifty where maybe, you know, if you have a specific app that you're working on and that you're kind of use that app for different processes,
mm-hmm.
that's your page layout. But if I want to switch to some different process or some different page layout within the same record, I
yep.
can just change the app.
That's cool.
So that's another really cool feature that exists.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some things that we should call out for nonprofits?
You know, I think a lot of those are really kind of relevant to nonprofits as well. The one thing to mention for nonprofits specifically is that the Nonprofit Success Pack is Lightning ready. And so what, yeah, with him thumbs up on that one, yay, open source. you know, if you look at what does that mean in terms of for nonprofits, well, all of the Nonprofit Success Pack components, so like the Nonprofit Success Pack settings page, things along
mm-hmm.
those lines, those are now Lightning ready. And so there's not a, you don't need to convert anything. It just, it all works now.
Yep.
You know, I think you still run into those same issues of the process and, you know, what I want the page layouts to look and feel
mm-hmm.
and do. There's still some of those considerations, but the kind of the core functionality that comes out of the box of the Nonprofit Success Pack is Lightning ready, which is a huge hurdle. Because you know, if you ever look at an App Exchange listing right now, you'll see on a lot of the items now, there's like a kind of the little lightning bolt, and it'll say Lightning ready.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that this app, you know, plays with Lightning, and there may or may not be some conversion things you need to do still,
mm-hmm.
but it says, hey, I can know that when I flip, if I flip the switch, I can be good on that line. So that's another big component to be thinking about.
Yep. So you talked a little bit earlier about some of the considerations when upgrading from Classic to Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned if you have a simple org, you have some dashboards, some reports, list views.
Mm-hmm.
What about with some organizations that have some more custom features and
mm-hmm.
some really more tailored features that they've mm-hmm. developed for themselves?
Yeah, and you know, is Lightning ready for you? One of my favorite words, Eric, you probably hear me say this daily, is it depends.
Yep.
And one of the things I really want to highlight is that there's a Lightning readiness assessment that you can run just at a click of a button within your org. And so when you're in the setup menu, there's a Lightning experience section. And within that page, there's a report that you can run. And within that report, basically what Salesforce has built is a way to look at all of your customization, you know, not only just the fields you have, but maybe what are the VisualForce pages
mm-hmm.
you have, you know, buttons,
every
component that you have, the metadata side of Salesforce.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could run this assessment, and then it'll spit out a report, and it may be 10 pages long, it may be, you know, 100 pages long, who knows? It kind of depends upon how, you know,
yeah.
what it finds in that report, but it'll call out specifically what are the components that are, you know, kind of what are the flags that, if you will, that are coming up, and what do you need to do for some of those? So some of those situations are going, hey, you know, this is a flag, but, you know, you don't have to worry too much about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can, you know, maybe there's a workaround, or maybe there's a new way to achieve that, they just kind of scrap.
Yeah.
There's other items that are kind of saying, hey, this is a big deal. You need to really figure out what you're going to do to migrate from this.
Yep.
You know, I think you hear some people talk about JavaScript buttons,
yep.
VisualForce pages are some of the big items that you hear people talk about. And those are those items that'll say, here's your pages, here's your buttons that are in question. And then below that, I'll say, here's some of the action items that you should take place to make, you know, to try to alleviate it from there. So the assessment is definitely something that I think, even if an organization isn't considering flipping the switch, just to run it, just to see, I'd say 6 months from now, if they ever want to flip the switch, how painful would it be? Yeah, how painful, how much of a hurdle is it?
Yeah, because it's not. I mean, for some organizations, it may not be that hard to really do that conversion, but for some others that have a lot of those customizations that are really relying on Classic, it's a big change. So for organizations that are really interested in taking advantage of the Lightning features but may not want to do a full org-wide deployment, what are some options for that?
Yeah, there's definitely a few options where, you know, if you look at kind of what we did with Redpath internally, where, you know, we did a beta group. And we enabled Lightning, just enabled it, kind of saying, hey, you can play with it. Yes, we didn't do, you know, we knew some of the features didn't work, but just, you know, you can enable it. So within that Lightning Experience tab, you have the ability to enable it for set users. You know, the other thing to really consider, you know, it's probably not smart to try to play around with that in production, even though, I mean, sometimes, I mean, it's nice to be looking at your daily basis. Maybe considering using some sandboxes, maybe create a Lightning specific sandbox and have a, you know, have those users kind of play around with there and trying to maybe do some of the processes in there. So definitely, I think the first step is getting a group of users to just be in there. Not necessarily do the configuration, play around, you know, you don't need to build all the Lightning components or all the calendars and all the cool functionalities, but just flip the switch just to kind of see, you know.
Almost like a guinea pig or a pilot.
Get the guinea pig, get the pilot, get a sense for what's the page layout. Because, I mean, one of the big gotchas for me right away when we flipped the switch was, you know, the page layout before was all kind of one page. You know, you just kind of kept scrolling, right?
Yeah.
You had your fields and you got to your related lists and you just kept scrolling. If you keep scrolling and scrolling for all your related lists, now I feel like Lightning is more of a tabular approach.
Yep.
And so maybe a related list is in a different tab. Your activities are in a different tab. Your chatter may be in a different tab. So it's kind of getting that concept of a scroll versus a click.
Yep.
So it's kind of, there's you know, definitely a user adoption piece of this too. And so not only do you want to be looking at what functionality and features and do we want to have, but what are the gotchas to the users? What are the things that they maybe were so, you know, someone that's been with their role for 5 years and they're so used to, you know, script, you know, their eyes kind of, if you think about it, your eyes go to certain spots on the page layout just from nature, from joints so many times that spot isn't there anymore. And so how do you learn Classic and learn Lightning is very good for those beta pilot groups, because you can kind of document what do we need to unlearn and what do we need to train on.
So you talked about the readiness component within Salesforce, which everyone can run right now. What are some other resources that we should be sharing out?
Yeah, the other big resource that I'd recommend is Trailhead. Trailhead, I mean, it's the place for everything Salesforce. I mean, 9 years ago, I wish Trailhead existed. If it did, I don't know if I'd be here right now. Who knows? but it, with Trailhead, there are Lightning-specific trails, and there's even a Lightning readiness trail. And so you can kind of go through, and it's not just even talking about, okay, how do I run that assessment, but just kind of thinking about some of the user adoption items and, you know, kind of that migration concept. So there's a Lightning trail. And even if you're wanting, I'm like myself, trying to learn, okay, what is this Lightning all about? What are some of the features? And why is this so much better? You know, why is Salesforce saying, hey, we should all be on Lightning? Why is it so much better? There's a handful of other trails that talk about, you know, what are some of the features in Lightning? Or, you know, talking about, okay, what is a Lightning component? Well, how do you build a Lightning component? And talking through some of those. So definitely Trailhead is a really good resource to be considering just to learn and understand. The other thing to mention that, you know, Salesforce is really trying hard to get people to switch over to Lightning. You know, I think there's a small fraction of people that have flipped the switch, let alone even merged over. And so they're making a strong focus. And so there's resources coming out on an almost weekly, if not monthly basis for us, whether it be blog posts or webinars or, you know, events. Definitely, you know, kind of stay in the loop on the Salesforce blog or on Twitter and the success community. I think there's even there's a handful of Lightning readiness or Lightning groups on the success community, as well as the Power of Us Hub. So definitely join those to stay abreast. So those are a handful of resources that I highly recommend. One of the other things that I really look closely at are really kind of looking at, now, for Redpath's sake and for our client's sake, trying to figure out, okay, when's that point do we actually say, hey, Lightning can do what we want? And Salesforce has been really good at showcasing what the roadmap looks like. And so there's a really nice PDF, I think it's 2 or 3 pages long, that has kind of all the features mm-hmm. that either came out in winter, are planned for spring, or are kind of on the kind of the docket in the future.
Oh, cool.
And so within this resource, this roadmap, you can go, okay, this is a feature that we know it's coming soon. Maybe that means that spring we're gonna switch over. Maybe that means summer.
Yep.
You know, what is that one core gotcha? Because I think that's the other recommendation, is find that one gotcha and really try to focus on that gotcha if you can, and how to alleviate that
mm-hmm.
gotcha. And so the roadmap really helps you go, is the gotcha on the roadmap soon? And if it isn't, you know, do we need to address a workaround? Is there a
yep.
workaround even that exists, or are we just kind of waiting for it to be on the roadmap? The other resource that I definitely recommend, just talking about roadmap, is the Idea Exchange.
Yep.
The Idea Exchange is huge. You know, Idea Exchange is our chance to voice our opinion to Salesforce, saying, hey, this should be launched. This should exist.
Mm-hmm.
And every day I'm seeing more and more ideas specific to Lightning posted. You know, I wanted to do this. It did this in Classic. Please do
yep.
this in Lightning. Or this is a really cool new feature. Can we tweak it?
Make it better.
Make it better.
It,
exactly. And so look to the Idea Exchange for your chance to, whether it be that one gotcha or the different things that are kind of seems nuisance to you or that you want, that you think are really important to you, voice your opinion on there, whether it be voting up existing ideas or creating new ideas. Actually, I feel pretty proud. One of my first idea ever that got deployed was in Winter 16, and it was a Lightning-specific idea. And so, yeah, thumbs up on that. So I think that's really another great resource, because if we don't tell Salesforce what we want,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to know.
Yep.
So there's that as well for resources.
Cool. Well, I think that's all the time we have for today for this week's Redcast. I want to thank you, Nick, for coming in and talking about Lightning. It's a big opportunity for everyone to explore it. So we invite all of you to explore Lightning. If you have any questions, reach out to us at redpathcg.com. You can find us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and all that other stuff too. We'll catch you next time.